driving through tunnels for you.
Yeah, Saturday, late Saturday afternoon into the evening, we had to go to the in-laws to borrow a generator because our basement was filling with water, so the sump pump wasn't working. It was up to almost top of Brett's rubber boots in one spot.
Wow.
So anyway, on the way back on the 215, because we went down through Kennecook the way down, we came back the 215 along the shore, and there is a tree tunnel in one of the Selmas, the one that's closer to Maitland.
Yeah.
It's on the crest of a hill on a turn. And the trees block entirely one side of the road. And then you have to drive through this tree tunnel and pray that it doesn't collapse on you. And no, seriously, it's a tunnel that the van barely...
So what, trees that have like damaged fallen from the wind?
Yeah, have okay. come down during Fiona and they've created this tree tunnel. And it is still there as of about half an hour ago, as I see on Facebook. So still a lot of hazards this morning. So allow for more time if you do need to travel today because you don't know what you might encounter. And stay home if you can.
Tried to get cleaned up the yard yesterday, and I did a lot of branch cutting so I could get... I had to force my way into the shed so I could get the tools to cut the branches away from the shed so I can get into the shed. Does that make sense?
I understand that in a different season because it's the same as my snow brush is in the van, but I have to clean off the van to get the snow brush.
So I had to get the ladder out because one of the jobs at towards the end of the day yesterday, I put a ladder up to fix the clothesline. On the tree. And I was really proud of myself with the ladder because I did it myself. Usually it's Shelley and I doing it because it's quite a heavy ladder. Got it up to the tree, the proper height. I got the proper distance from the base of the ladder to the tree. Like, you know, the ratio is the way it's supposed to be. I'm up and down the ladder with my hammer and then I'm doing all this stuff because I had to fix some things. And then the last time I'm stepping down off the ladder, I kind of slid to the right a little bit and I took a step with my right foot. But there was no step there.
Oh, no.
So it was about 8 feet high. So I went down to the ground and I went like, it was like one of those moments when the coyote goes off the cliff. He's there for a second.
Oh, suspend it in the air.
And he holds up that sign.
Yes.
That's what I felt like. And I went, oh, crap. And then down I went. I threw the hammer so I wouldn't claw myself. And so I went down into the branches brush from the trees that I had just cut.
Also, it cushioned your fall.
Kind of. So, you know, I kind of crumpled down, rolled over, and I was going, oh, darn. Oh, that's nice, by the way. Oh, darn. Oh, darn.
Cleaning it up a bit for radio.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I better get up in case anyone's watching. And so up I pop. And Shelley had just driven in the yard, and she had just gotten out. She saw the whole thing. It's like, oh. I'm stiff, but I'm not hurt.
No, yeah, I mean, you've got some scratches, but probably from that brush you fell into.
The funny thing is, or ironic, is just a couple of hours prior, I was talking to my neighbor about some of the calls going to the fire department, and some of them were people falling off ladders, and I kind of laughed about it, and I fell off the ladder.
That's what karma is there, Rod.
Well, I wasn't laughing to make fun of them. It's just laughing. It's like, oh, it's kind of unfortunate. You know, one of those nervous laughs.
Yeah, no, I get you. So, just teasing.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway,
I'm glad you're okay.
This is Pure Country Mornings with Rod and Mandy.